All aboard the Hot Mess Express. I'm your host, Mark Johnson, and here's my lovely wife, Ashley.
This is awkward.
How you doing, Ash?
This is awkward.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a little awkward. We've never done something like this before. She's staring at me right now like a deer in the headlights.
Which is weird because I'm the extrovert in the relationship.
And it's very uncommon that you're not speaking.
Well, I have no words for how awkward I feel in this moment. It's not funny. This is very serious.
All right. So without really knowing where to start, we're going to jump right in at, we've been married for 10 years. So now I have 10.
No, that's not, it makes me actually cringe when you say that, because that's not what that means. 10 year does not mean 10 years.
I've had 10 years of marriage.
No, we're going to Google this. No. We're going to Google what
10. Do whatever I want.
We're going to Google what 10 year means right now.
No rules.
No, wait, we're not going over rules yet.
No, there's no rules for me anymore because I've hit tenure, so I can't get fired.
Oh, I thought you meant the rules of the podcast where I can't say things. No, listen. Tenure is a right to hold a position or property or the position of time during which someone holds a position. So,
now that I've got 10 years, you have the right to keep me forever.
Oh, good.
There's no returns. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
So you're not considering me property.
I'm going to have to work on editing. You may or may not hear what I was supposed to say or what I didn't say and all that jazz.
So, there's different types of tenure. We have to talk about this. Academic tenure, which that doesn't apply. Tenure of office.
Office of your husband. All right, enough of this. We got plenty to get to. So we moved into our dream house about 2 years ago. It's an old farmhouse. And I don't know if it was the first summer that when we would walk around the property, or if it was the next spring, like after we had had about a year or so of living here, but there used to be a barn out across the driveway that now I have my basketball court in. And there's a trough. If you hear that growling, that's, Madame Penny May tromping on her cheeseburger and Mama trying to get her to stop.
It's very distracting.
Leave it. Penny. Don't act like you can't hear me just because you're eight and old and senile.
She's not.
All right. So back to the farm. The barn. So there's a trough on the left side of the opening that you would walk into. And we were sitting there the one day on either side of it, just looking around, seeing how cool it was, and wondering, like, what if we started a podcast here? Trough thoughts. Let's call it that.
Which really stinks because we're not sitting on the trough right now because
we're not.
It's really cold outside and it has to be at least 80 degrees for me to sit on that trough.
And then I'll be sweating, so neither one of us will be happy.
No, I'll be happy. That's what matters in this relationship.
But if one of us is happy, neither one of us is happy. You're right. When you're happy, it doesn't matter how I feel. When I'm happy, I can only be happy if you're also happy. Which doesn't happen often.
Which, hey!
We'll get to the thermostat debate some other time.
Okay, I'm sitting here under a blanket.
Yeah. And you're making me actively sweat. So, we're sitting in the trough thinking like...
On the trough.
On the trough.
Because there's a difference.
Well, my legs were in it. I was sitting on the edge.
Were your legs in it? Because I'm pretty sure there's snakes that live in there.
I mean, I might have been on the stone wall and then my feet might have been on top of the trough.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
But I think you were sitting in it. Because the other side has a post, and you weren't sitting on the post.
Okay, but I certainly was not putting my feet inside the trough. Okay, maybe I was. Anyway, did I mommy juice that night?
I have no idea.
Okay, continue.
So, I'll be posting a picture at some point of the trough.
Wait, is it trough?
Trough.
Or trough. I actually don't know how it's spelled.
My eyes just rolled out of the back of my head. Trough. T-R-O-U-G-H.
It's a trough. Like what?
No,
an F.
G-H.
Okay.
Like fun. G-H-U-N. Fun.
So I've been trough. I think I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
You've been saying trough thoughts the whole time?
No, I've not had a list. I've not had a list.
All right. So we'll get to a little bit more details of the house later. But the main purpose of this podcast was to kind of just go through the journey of our ups and downs as a married couple. Throughout our relationship, we are both foster parents. We've been doing that for a few years. We've had 11 kids and 2 grandkids. So,
and two dogs. You can't forget them as she looks at you.
That you'll probably hear at random times throughout the podcast. So we kind of wanted to just talk about relationships, family, hard things, try to make vulnerability normal. So just a little bit more background on us. We were college sweethearts, but it was not
Econ 110.
It was not ring by spring though.
Yeah, because I absolutely refused. Economics and social justice. No, I told you if you had proposed to me, because remember I was a swimmer, so the conferences were in February, and I told you I could not wear an engagement ring during conferences. And then I also didn't want to be that cliche couple ring by spring.
I remember you saying you didn't want to be cliche. I don't remember if I had an opinion on it.
You have the money for a ring at that point?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, my internship between my junior and senior year paid for it.
Oh, so you did have the money for it. So yeah. I was just like, no. That was my fault. My B.
Yeah, it was your fault. Now, that being said, it was ring by summer, and it was pretty quick into the summer. You graduated in May, that ring was on your finger in June.
Ring?
Ring by spring. This was a typo, but in my notes it says ring after spring. Yeah, anyway.
Well, what's the official day of summer?
I don't know. I just know the spring starts in March and then summer starts in June. So I don't know
We were engaged in June.
So it was at least close enough.
Okay.
So we had a bit of a bumpy engagement, which, again, probably a story for another time.
That's like a whole podcast.
We've got plenty of stories, so stay with us. We got married without approval. Approval. It was revoked. And then we did it anyway.
It wasn't just revoked, it was rejected.
And now I have tenure, so I think it worked out okay.
Okay, that's still not what tenure means.
But again, that's a whole other thing to unpack. I mentioned our kiddos already, my grandbabies. We became grandparents at the ripe old age of 30.
Yep. Yep. Although I will say, we became grandparents at 30, but our current sweet child thinks that our parents were the first people born alive on Earth. So,
Harley, leave it. Miss Penny May is our yellow lab and my soulmate. I'm married to my favorite person, but she's not my soulmate. Penny is my soulmate. I've wanted a yellow lab since I was a little boy. My uncle had a yellow lab named Lady, and I was in love with her when I was 3, 4, 5, who knows how long. And so I finally got one.
Like right after we moved into our initial house, which is probably not the greatest idea. Like,
it was the greatest.
Okay, but like, think about it though. Let's spend all this money on a house and hey, let's have a puppy.
Well, I had been trying to get a puppy at our apartment previous that had a rule for no dogs.
Okay, but we had like 1,000 cows.
That's true. So yeah, the purpose of the podcast. So I talked about it a little bit, but we have a passion for marriage, having hard conversations, vulnerability, trust, communication.
Sarcasm.
Lots of sarcasm. But I think one of the things that we've done really well over the course of our relationship and our marriage has been communication. Sometimes to the point of it being a little extra raw, a little bit hurtful at times. But one thing that we have observed from other people is just that sometimes there are issues that we think maybe could have been resolved with more communication or more vulnerability, letting the other one in sooner. And we've had to learn that as well.
Still learning.
Yeah. And in the very beginning, we're very different now after 10 years than when we first started.
After you established tenure?
After I established tenure, yeah.
Still not a thing.
Yeah, okay. So, we're not necessarily trying to redo or compete with any other podcasts. We're just sharing our story. As the Bean, who's our second dog, our Swissy, is staring at me because she pushed her toy under the couch and is going to probably claw at the ground until one of us gets up to get it. So I'm going to see if I can ignore it.
Is it, though? Because it's next to her head.
There's probably another
one. That's her moo cow.
So, anyway. So we just want to be able to kind of let you guys into our experience. We've talked about loving being able to share our story, share things we've learned. We certainly do not have it all figured out, but we love being able to pour in other people and hopefully allow some of our pain points to save other people from having similar pain points.
Or at least to engage in conversation about them, because I think that saving from pain points doesn't help the process of working through pain points.
That's true.
That's a social worker in me.
Yeah, so either trying to help avoid a larger amount of pain.
Fair.
Or trying to work through a similar story of pain. So there's been some things that we've gone through that we've known other people gone through similar things, and we've been able to at least be a sounding board. Hopefully give some advice. Well, we have given some advice. Not sure if it's good or not, but we'll see how it goes down the line. Ground rules.
No. Absolutely.
We're going to keep it clean, but keep it real. So I put on the podcast that this is clean, so you shall not hear explicit language.
Wait, what about me saying explicit language? Does that mean that it helped?
Probably. That being said, we will have open and honest conversations about our views on language, on all kinds of things. I'm sure purity culture will come up.
Oh, that's going to be like 12 podcasts.
Politics at some point will come up.
Oh, good Lord.
There's lots of things that we disagree very much on.
We are exact opposites.
And when we did our first marital inventory for our foster care agency, we basically failed.
We did fail.
They looked at us worried when we came in for our results, and we're like, you guys scored very differently. And we're like, uh-huh. Like, oh, you knew that? Uh-huh.
And we could have guessed each other's answers.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think we have learned, which I did not know very well in the beginning, is that disagreements are okay. As long as they are gracious and the person still feels safe when you're talking about it. There are majors and minors. There's certain things that obviously you can't disagree with. Like if you're married, you should keep things within the marital context.
I thought you were going to say it in your pants, and that's just not true. Sorry. Does that cross the explicit line?
Sorry, mom and dad. they're not going to listen anymore.
They do it too.
This is true. That's how I got here. So disagreements are okay. It also, I think, helps us to be able to have a wider range of people that we can connect to, because we have such different views on things. And one of the things that we're teaching our kids right now is learning that people have different house rules, people have different ways of doing things, different opinions, and that's okay. And you know, there's a lot of, even with the Bible, there's a lot of scholars that debate over and over again, have been for centuries, on things, and there's majors and there's minors. And we'll talk about some of the minors, and I'm sure we'll talk about majors too, but that being said, grow with us as we grow and change. Like I said, I'm not the same person I was in the beginning. I almost wasn't going to marry Ashley because she drank alcohol, and that was almost a deal breaker for me. Ashley drinks mommy juice about every night.
Oh, first of all, it's not about every night, but I am drinking mommy juice right now.
If I asked our kids how often you drink mommy juice, what do you think they would say?
Our youngest child would be like, I want mommy juice. She wouldn't actually answer your question. I don't know what our older one would say. We should probably ask them that. But it's definitely not every night. But I am drinking mommy juice right now while we're recording, and our children are safely in bed.
And if you heard some ruckus, that was the bean chasing her tail
and losing.
Now looking at me like there's nothing between your ears, and there is nothing. All right. One other thing I wanted to mention on that note was we may say things throughout the course of this podcast that we might change our minds on. I think one of the things that I've been learning throughout my journey is that I used to think I couldn't say anything unless it could stand the test of time. And I'm learning about having a growth mindset and knowing that I probably disagree with myself from 10 years ago on a lot now. So if we say something that is hurtful or offensive or whatever, we may come back and apologize. We may restate it. We may nuance. there's going to be a lot of things that will probably change over the course of the time, but that's also one of the things that we want to make open and honest with people, is knowing that like you're allowed to change your mind, and it's important to be able to see the growth and not just, oh, they've got the perfect response and they always had it. There's, you know, it sometimes is a process. So with that being said, be gracious with us. But yeah, our hearts behind the podcast, Trough Thoughts, we're at our farmhouse, hopefully our forever house.
No, it's going to be our forever house. You promised me we would die and be buried here. So
I'll be buried next to Penny. I don't really care where Ashley's buried.
Hey!
Oh, hey. So yeah, we're going to get into a little bit of story time. So Ashley, how did get to this farmhouse?
Again, which version of the story do you want? The unfiltered version or the yay, God works version?
Both.
Okay. So did we ever figure out what that Ludacris song was?
No, but it was something about what you got in that house.
Yeah, but I can't remember the name of it. It's going to drive me bonkers. So I'm that type of person that really likes to look at the inside of people's houses because I'm a creeper like that. But like, so there's two versions of that. There's one that like when we're driving at nighttime and someone's like lights are on in their house, I'm always looking because I'm just curious as to what people's inside of their houses look like. And then there's the other version of me that really just enjoys watching Zillow, which again, in this portion of our story, that's kind of important because it was at the time in that the market was like crazy for houses. Like
our houses were selling way over what people were bidding.
Like our own house that we ended up selling sold way over asking price, which was way over what we actually bought it for. Like,
and we had friends who were offering like 50,000-60,000 over asking price and still getting outbid. So it was like, it was not a time to buy, but it was a time to sell.
Correct.
So it was not a time to buy a dream house that's outside your price range, but it was a good time to sell.
And the other thing was, so like in our neighborhood, there were like a lot of people like obviously putting their houses up for sale. And I was like, oh, well, I know you as like the neighbor on the street. Like, let me look at what the inside of your house looks like now that it's on Zillow instead of like awkwardly asking to walk in your house.
I do actually remember that now. Our next door neighbor had moved and you went on the posting to see what the inside.
Oh, immediately.
Because we had never been inside. We had been outside.
Well, yeah. As soon as that sales sign went up, I wanted to know what the inside was like. I was dying. I just like, there has to be other people with that level of curiosity. Anyway. So
I've talked to a lot of people since about this story, and all of the females have been like, yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like,
females like to torture themselves looking at houses they can't buy. Okay, that's what I've learned from this.
But then there's my story where I did buy that house.
This is true.
So to all the females out there, it is possible.
To all the men out there, you can survive a heart attack. I have done this on countless occasions. This probably being the biggest one.
Mm.
So we had bought a house. We were in an apartment for about 2.5 years, and then we bought a house.
A really cool apartment.
Yeah, it was. And you'll probably hear me say this over and over again. We'll get to that some other time. So we lived in this starter home for about 6 or 7 years.
Which we didn't realize was a starter.
Yeah, at the beginning we talked about this could be forever or it could be starter. Let's like see how it goes in 5 years. It was going great in 5 years. So we didn't think once about moving. We weren't looking to move. And this one over here shows me this listing. She's like, wouldn't this be amazing? Didn't tell me the price. Just tried to show me the pictures.
Because the pictures were so cool. So I looked at the price
right away and I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself?
Wait, did you look at the pictures first or the price first?
I don't remember, but I'm pretty sure I would have seen the price first. Unless you would have had the gallery up and ready for me.
Probably had the gallery. I'm smarter than that.
Or I might have been smarter than that. I might have exited out of the gallery to see the price before we went into it. So I'm like, why are you doing this to yourself? You're psychotic. I don't know what to do with you right now.
But like, it was pretty.
But I did love it. Right. It was really nice on the inside. It was a really cool property.
Has character.
We had kind of always talked about living on like a farm. Or farmhouse,
which I still need goats.
Any of the work.
No, I still need goats. Just fart.
But it was like, that would be the dog, not me. Harley hopped up on the couch to get pets, and
I think she elevated herself with the toot.
Either that, or she thanked you, chef's kiss from the other end.
Oh my gosh!
So anyway, this farmhouse is like way out of our price range, and I'm like, don't even talk to me. Time goes by. She brings it up again. Hey, look, the price went down. Like, okay, it's still like a zillion dollars. So it happened like once or two more times.
Wait, pause. How many zeros are in a zillion?
I don't know. Look it up on Zillow. Yeah. Been a dad for too long. They're getting worse. So eventually we get it to a point where she's like, maybe, like, I see that this used to be on a farm. Maybe we can like subdivide some of the land and like sell it off and maybe this will work. And like,
no,
you
pulled exactly what you did with Harley. So you were like, remember? Because I was like, oh, just call the breeder. And I was secretly hoping they wouldn't be available, but then were. And you were like, oh, just call our realtor.
So sidebar, Ashley tried to call my bluff on getting a second dog. Big mistake. We have second dog. Said dog? Anyway, we went over to take Penny on a puppy play date with our friends who have a Swissie, and I was in love immediately. No surprise there. And our other friend had said, hey, they still have a couple left in the litter. And I look at Ashley and she's like, no way. She's like, all right, if you call, meanwhile, like, I hate being on the phone. I get anxiety when my phone rings, even if it's someone I know.
It's because you're a millennial.
If it's not my wife or maybe one of my parents, I won't answer it unless I'm like in the mental space to be able to answer it. So I picked up that phone and I called this Amish family right away and was like, do you have puppies available? And they're like, yeah, we have some. Can you come tomorrow? And I'm like, we can go tomorrow. So she called me on my bluff. I wasn't bluffing. We then came home with little Harley Ray.
The next day.
So, yes. I had said, well, okay, you can talk to our old realtor who we loved. He was the best.
We still love him. First house.
Yes, and we still talk to him.
Should we say his name? Because I feel like we need to advertise
We'll
him.
Figure out later if we want to get any endorsements or anything.
Okay.
So we, I tell her, yeah, go ahead and reach out to him. Just see if it's a possibility. And so she sets up a time to see the house.
Well, no, back up for a second. Don't roll your eyes at me.
It fell out of the back of my head.
Oh my gosh. Again. So I did it because I remember him specifically saying to us when we bought our first house, like, don't look at houses you can't afford because you can't afford them. So like, don't.
So why would you do that to yourself?
Right. Exactly. So like, I went in with the mindset of, okay, if this is not possible, like, I'm just not even going to see it. But Dum Dum was like, oh yeah, like, how about we see it first before we see if it's a possibility? Like, he totally flipped the script on me.
Did you just call a realtor a dum-dum?
I sure did.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
You should.
And then we'll lose our endorsement.
No, he would still want to be endorsed. He loves us. We are his favorite clients.
We got a mass email that said we're one of his favorite clients, and I was wondering how many favorites he has. Anyway. So we go to see this house on a Tuesday. And we start walking around the property, and I know instantly.
Was it a Tuesday?
It was a Tuesday. Just hold on.
Okay.
So Tuesday we see it. I see the way that this woman is looking at this property, and I'm thinking two things. One, I'm screwed. Two, there's no way on God's green earth that this is going to happen. Not a chance. Well, the good Lord has, he's a jokester. And we'll get to that. But so we walk around the property and we just like, not only did she love the property, but like I saw where, what this could be for us. We currently had like two bedrooms in our old house for a kiddo. So we were kind of limited on how many kids total.
We had one that was reserved because we had a kiddo in now at the time.
So, like, again, we weren't necessarily looking to move, but we had talked a couple times about it feeling a little small and if we were wondering if we were outgrowing it as a family. So fast forward to Wednesday morning. I'm at work.
No, because we had the agreement. We have to talk about the agreement that we had.
Well, that's what I'm, that's oh, part of this.
Sorry, my bad.
I get a phone call saying, hey, oh, you're right. This is, the agreement did happen before this.
Oh, wait, so, it's okay. Not recording. Okay. I'm right.
All right. Once in a while, she's right.
It's all the time. But
a lot of times I'm right.
No, most of the time I'm right.
We'll call it 50-50.
No.
I have tenure. All right. So we had made an agreement. We're like, all right, if this is actually going to be a serious thing, we need to put a pause on new placements and not even think about it. And she was on board with that.
I didn't tell our agency.
So she didn't tell our agency. So then I get a phone call the next morning saying, I know what we agreed on, that we weren't going to take any, but there's two girls that need a home. And I feel the Jesus tug. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Why do you do this to yourself? And she was telling me a little bit about it. It's two girls and they had a brother, but we didn't have the rooms because we had one that was reserved. And once they reached a certain age, the boys and girls had to be split in separate rooms. So two thoughts again happened in Mark's brain. One, why is this woman psychotic and why did I marry her? Two, but what about the brother? If we're going to say yes, I would have wanted to be able to have all three of them together because we are very strong on sibling sets. We think it's really important. In foster care, a lot goes out of the kids' hands and their siblings tend to be the things that they are consistent with when possible and when safe and healthy.
Which in this case, we learned later that it was not.
But in the beginning, it was.
Yeah.
So my heart was kind of breaking, and then my heart was also having a heart attack. So I don't know how I can break and have a heart attack at the same time.
But maybe that's why I had a heart attack, because it broke.
Maybe. So she said yes. Well, I agreed. We never make a decision on that big without talking to each other.
Okay. So it's usually like Ashley goes, hey, this is a great idea. And you go, are you sure? And I go, yes. And you're like, and then I call the agency back and go, we're in. Exactly.
I actually didn't try that. That's just your bringing me right back to where I was. And we've told this story to our kids too, and they think it's hilarious. So that night, she brings the girls home. I call my dad and I'm like, hey, ready to do the bedroom switch around again? So he comes over, we get beds ready, we move things around. And that night we have two girls in our room, in their room, in our house. So our house is full. The next morning, our realtor comes out to our house to see what the value would be to know what he could sell it for. And he looks in the living room and there's two kids sitting there playing with the kitchen.
Like, who were not there the day before
when we were not there house. When we because we went to see the house by ourselves. We had no kids in the house at the time. And then he walks in our door and he's like, that fast, huh? I'm like, yep.
And he knew, I mean, he kind of knew like what we were about.
He knew we were foster
parents,
but
like, I don't think he realized.
But he probably was like, no crazy person would look at buying a house and getting new kids. Like, well, who does that?
Yeah, I mean, our agency kind of said that too.
That's
so
true. So we looked at it, and then I got into my spreadsheet mode. So I tried figuring out how in the world could our budget even reach, and started thinking about what price it would have to come down to in order for it to even be within the ballpark. So I started doing all these scenarios, and then I was like, I think we could do this. And I kept redoing them over and over and over again and showing Ashley, who hates numbers, so she probably would have been fine never looking at it, but I had to be sure that I was doing it correctly so I didn't sign us up for something that we couldn't handle.
Because I could totally correct you on the numbers and not immediately correct.
But you could follow my thought process and what I was saying. And that's true. I was saying, I'm doing this, doing this, doing this. Same number as what I did over here.
As I'm sobbing in the corner because numbers make me cry.
Yeah. So I did this, I don't know, for how long. And we talked about it a lot. And like, we got to a point where, like, if we can get in the ballpark and they're willing to come down to a certain level, I think we jump. And Ashley's like, absolutely. We get closer, they come down, we decide to jump, Ashley starts freaking out. Sure. The exact opposite.
Fetal position.
Now, instead of me being the one freaking out about whether or not we could even do this, she's like, I don't know. We have a good house here. We're financially stable. Blah, blah, blah. Like, maybe we shouldn't do it. We just got 2 new kids. And I'm like, why didn't you say this before we had this conversation?
You know, before we saw the house, you know, before we got
before
the
kids. Before we fell in love with it, before we saw what this house could be for our kiddos, how therapeutic, the open land and running and all the things.
And all the space.
Yeah.
All the space and all the DIYs. You really sold me on the DIY situation.
I did. I mentioned that stop this type of a house, again, the dog, not me. You have to make that clear on things like this. This isn't a video.
Okay, but you could take a picture of what's happening right now, and that could suffice.
So we get to a point where Ashley was starting to get second thoughts to the point of, like, being in tears, should we do this? And for those of you who don't know, I am, like, the sweetest person alive. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you are. You are. You are the sweetest person alive.
I should let you describe me. That sounded a little pompous.
No, but you are the sweetest person alive.
So
you're super kind. You're super soft-spoken. You never talk this much, apparently, except on a podcast.
Apparently, yeah.
And will you stop with your paws?
Again, the dog, not me.
Sorry.
So I tend to try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, be a peacekeeper when possible, soft-spoken. And Ashley is very, stubborn, hard-headed, blunt, brash, raw,
assertive, professionally assertive,
wonderful
advocate. Jinx! High five!
So,
not you.
For most of our relationship, it's me wanting to stay comfortable and Ashley wanting to go do all the things. And we got to a point where I had to be the one to spur her. And, like, I don't know if I'd say yell, but I got pretty stern. And that made me super uncomfortable. I hated every minute of it. But I had to basically tell you to knock it off. We're doing this. And we jumped. Looking at it, this summer will be about 2 years. Or will be 2 years, and we still can't believe we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Within the first 2 years, we'll go into this at some other time about the things that we've done already, the people we've had coming in and out of our doors, and it's still, I look back and think, how in the world? There's no way without it being God.
But it's so cool.
It is really cool. And the bean just burped again. So there's probably going to be lots of interruptions to this podcast. If you're not a dog person,
sorry, not sorry.
I don't know what to tell you.
This is not the podcast for you.
So, how old is the house? You remember the year?
1868.
Yep, 1868. So 18. That always trips me up. 19th century house.
Although, if you ask our child,
yeah. We were basically dinosaurs. So it has a lot of character, has a lot of work to do. And the reason that we had gotten our first house.
Wait, can we talk about the character for a second?
We'll come back to
it. Okay.
The reason we got our first house was because I am not a handyman whatsoever. Any of my kids know, even the kids don't live here anymore. You need something done, call my father because I ain't the guy. So we bought a house that was, I think, 6 years old at the time.
Yep.
So we didn't need to do any maintenance. Now we're in literally the lifer fixer-upper. And my wife already has an unhealthy crush on Joanna Gaines and wants me to turn into Chip Gaines, but it's going to be very, very disappointed. That will never happen.
Hold up. I think my crush on Joanna Gaines is extraordinarily healthy. I think it's well-balanced.
So here we are, DIY forever, character. Character of the house.
Like the fact that there's like sausage on the ceiling of our attic.
Oh, yeah. There were little strands of the paper that they would hang the sausages in.
To like dry.
Like smoking them or whatever. Like there were two spots that were patched up in the attic where there used to be like an oven or whatever.
There was like a meat cooler downstairs that now holds
wine
our
cellar.
No, that's not. That's what I call it now.
Well, it might have been a meat cellar, it might have been a wine cellar. I'm not really sure.
Okay,
it's
well,
cold down there.
It is now our wine cellar, but
it has no wine in it yet. Well, but I'm sure that's a future project.
There was wine in it, and then I drank it.
Of course you did.
Listen, mommy juice. You gotta love it.
There's an outhouse.
There that I have peed in. With... I have successfully peed. Wait, no, we have to talk about that.
Okay.
We have to talk about the so you have to understand. So this house has an outhouse.
Poor Gerald the Gopher.
I might have
was having on... a great day.
I might have peed on him.
Thing got rained on. Nobody told him to get an umbrella out.
Wait.
Poor no, Gerald.
Nobody understands. Okay.
So groundhog that, is more accurate.
Okay,
we don't
but
have
like,
gophers or groundhogs.
Gosh, will you let me tell the story?
Maybe. Okay. I do have tenure. So I'm allowed to interrupt you whenever I feel
that's
necessary.
That's still not what that means. So we're in this house, and we have an outhouse. I think it took me about a year to pee in the outhouse, right?
I don't know.
It was in the summertime because it was definitely warm out. It took a lot of liquid courage to do that because the way the outhouse is built, so like the building's kind of falling apart a little bit.
It is.
How the roof is kind of concave, but it's like a really cool space because it has like that old, like, what's that thing called that's out there? The stove thing.
Yeah, there's an iron stove.
Like an iron, like a cast iron stove.
Cast iron, yeah.
That
the faceplate's falling off of.
Yeah, but it's like still really cool. It has like a chimney still. Like the
chimney's about to fall.
Okay, but like it's still really cool looking. And then there's an outhouse which weirdly has two seats.
I was gonna say you can take a buddy. We have not yet at the same time.
Phone a friend.
Maybe that will be one of the pictures of a future episode that we'll post.
But like I don't understand because I've never seen an outhouse with two seats in it.
Me neither.
Whole other story. I'm sure there's a story to that we don't have, but we can probably make one up.
Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Farmer were that close.
I mean, we are kind of. Oof. Well, we'll have to get into that conversation, the relationship later. Anyway, it took a lot of liquid courage. So I had had wine that night, mommy juice. I'd had mommy juice on the porch that night. Our kids were running feral.
For those of you who don't know, mommy juice is synonymous with any sort of alcoholic beverage.
Or?
No, that's daddy juice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Might be.
So... to explain to our kiddos that this is a drink that only mommy can have. It's mommy juice. Children can't have it. Daddy can't have it because daddy thinks it's gross.
Well, daddy tries it and then daddy...
So daddy has daddy juice, which is just like orange juice, pineapple juice, and something else mixed. And I call it daddy juice so I don't have to share it with any of them. So I have daddy juice that is for those who are naturally fun, like the menu said on our honeymoon.
I am also naturally fun. But I just like my mommy juice. Anyway. So it took a lot of liquid courage that night because the way that the outhouse is that there is legitimately a hole underneath like the what would be the wooden toilet seat, which by the way, I don't know that I sat on that because I was scared of splinters too. Not only was I scared of a gopher like biting
so you
my
hovered.
What?
You hovered.
I definitely hovered. But like I was also scared of something biting me, whether it be a snake. Whether
Gerald
be,
the gopher, groundhog.
Groundhog, gopher, whatever he is. There's definitely a hole of something living underneath of that
Gerald
seat.
G. Groundhog is his name.
Gerald G. Groundhog?
Yeah.
Okay.
G stands for gopher. Gerald Gopher Groundhog.
What is the difference between a groundhog and a gopher?
I don't actually know.
Okay, we should probably look that up.
Gophers don't come out and see their shadow. Groundhogs see their shadow.
Okay, well.
Gophers don't run the lottery or hit whatever. Scratch and Punxsutawney Phil, the lottery.
No, he's not the lottery. He's the one that looks at his shadow.
Wait, which one's the... Oh, Gus. Gus is... Oh! Gus is Gerald's cousin. So Gerald is the groundhog, and Gus is... No.
We're going to lose so many people who are interested in this Gerald just because of this conversation.
Wait. No, they're both groundhogs. Yeah, Gus is a groundhog.
Gerald is our groundhog.
Okay, so they can be cousins because they're the same species. So it's Gerald G. Groundhog and Gus,
oh my God.
The Pennsylvania's second most famous groundhog. Because the first one's Punxsutawney.
Oh.
Have you seen the commercials?
I don't care enough. He's wrong every winter.
No, it's the same thing. Six more weeks, 6 weeks until. It's the same exact thing. It makes no sense.
Okay.
Back to your story of the outhouse.
About
you were hovering.
I was hovering. So I didn't get splinters in my anywhere. And I successfully peed in the outhouse, probably on a gopher or a groundhog, whatever he is.
Did anybody give you a chocolate chip for going on the potty? Like
no, nobody gave me a chocolate chip. I did reward myself with some wine and some celebratory dancing because I was really proud of myself.
Glad I wasn't there for that.
Yeah, you were, because it was dark outside. You didn't see me.
If I didn't see you, then I basically wasn't there for it.
You were there for it because I was really proud of myself. Okay. It was really scary. And I'm going to do it again. I will do it again this summer, and then we'll. And I will not hover, and I will let you guys know if I get a splinter.
Stay tuned to the Trough Thoughts podcast. Find out if Ashley gets a splinter on her hiney. All right, so we'll get into even more about the house. Another
the time, outhouse or the actual house?
The house, the outhouse, the barns, whatever. But a couple other things we wanted to mention. One of the coolest things about having a bigger house and having a house that's older, that you're not as worried about things getting scuffed, not only the DIY stuff, but having it be a place for hosting more people and being a place of refuge. So even within the first summer that we had gotten the house, we had friends who were also foster parents who had a tough placement. It was a temporary placement, and they needed to just have space to run around, just to be. To take the craziness away from their house, because they just didn't have the same amount of space. They were kind of getting tired, just needed some new fresh air. So we were able to invite them over, have them there for the day. We've had people over for holidays or Super Bowl, and we've always wanted to have the mindset of like always being able to have a little extra in case there's an extra seat that needs to be added to the table. So within the first summer, but even the first year, we were able to already start using the house for what we had kind of intended. And there's still a whole lot more that it could be. And we're really excited to see what that could end up being.
Once the, what's that called? Burlap. Once the burlap bathroom.
Oh, I thought you were looking for the word bathroom.
No, it's the burlap bathroom. No, it's the burlap.
Which is why I was not going to help you.
B for burlap. Burlap.
Burlap B bathroom?
We're not naming the bathroom. We have a burlap bathroom, and I need it to just come down, but I'm scared about what's behind the burlap.
So, last part. This is Uncle Marky's barkin' breakfast.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
I've been able to have a couple extra dogs here to stay when their parents are on a break or need a break. Or at one point we had 5 dogs here and I was happy place.
When did we have 5 dogs here?
So we had a friend bring her puppy over to visit. We have 2, so that's 3.
Wait, who's?
I can't say the name. We gotta
okay,
be...
well, what kind of dog was it?
Smaller than Harley. The one that would come over a lot.
The little yippy one?
No. All right, just calm down. Let me finish. So we had the 3. Then we had Harley's older brother, who is the biggest dog I've ever seen. Not ever seen, but it was a blockhead. Same breed. Twice as big. Literally. Twice as big. And then our other friend's dog, who could fit in my hand. So we had the smallest to the semi-small to 2 medium to 1 big. We've had them over. Anyway. So next part. You named this segment, even though you probably didn't know I was going to use it.
Oh, no.
Or remember what it is. What's down?
Oh, yeah, because we're tall.
Yeah. So.
So everybody else is down because we're super tall.
Sometimes I forget how tall we are. I mean, we're not obnoxiously tall. I'm 6'2", Ashley's 5'10", so we're not, like, above average.
No, we are above average.
Like, I'm not. I have a friend. He's, yeah. Who's 6'7", and I feel like a child next to him. So we're not, like, abnormally tall. I didn't mean that he was abnormally tall. He's great. But sometimes, yeah, anyway. So where was I going with that? Oh, what's down? So high and low of the week.
Oh, my gosh. How about you?
We can ping pong. Which one do you want to start with? Let's start with the low.
No, can you go first? Because, like, I've had a really crappy week.
All right, my low is that you have had a crappy week. Ugh. You got sick over the weekend, and I don't like to see you when you're struggling.
Aww.
and Monday through Wednesday-ish, it's debatable whether or not you should have been working. And those were probably the rougher days where you're still getting over it.
And then Thursday really sucked.
Well, yeah, you were out for a work thing Thursday, but it's just our house suffers when you're out of commission.
That's true.
And so we had
unless your mom comes over and cleans my kitchen.
Well, yes, yeah, my parents are great. They help quite a bit to support. But yeah, when either one of us is out of commission, things just get backed up and it's difficult.
Like I pulled my jeans out of the laundry this morning.
That's my low. What's your low? Same thing?
I would say probably same thing. It's just been a really heavy work week. And I don't think I've had this heavy of a work week consistently. Like usually it's a day or a moment. And this week was just really hard. So.
Yeah, you don't have to get into it. Just check in.
No, but we had our sing-song with our girls this afternoon. Yeah,
is that your high?
That is my high. Making pizza with them and singing with them. Although we like, I shouldn't say we. They like to sing Taylor Swift. I oblige.
You're not a Swiftie.
No, unless it's like a really old, like country, like young Taylor Swift stuff. Like her new stuff is like, I guess it is catchy, but like I like old stuff better.
So, story of pizza making time. Little one, little, is trying to spread out the cheese across her pizza. And I look over and see her grab a chunk of the cheese to redistribute it and get pizza sauce all over her hand. And then she goes, Daddy, I need...
At least she didn't lick it. She's feral enough to just like straight up lick it.
But then she put her hand back in the bag of cheese to get more. Her pizza, I keep saying tomato sauce, pizza sauce hand into the cheese.
That's better than her licking it and then spreading it more across the pizza.
That's true. One time when I was younger, I had somebody in my life that licked their lips every time or licked their fingers every time they put their hands in a bag of chips. And one time I went for a bag of chip and I was like, ew, why is this? Are the chips all soggy? Wait,
is this why you eat cheese balls with fork?
No, different reason.
Oh, okay.
Cheese curls, cheese balls with a fork. Just don't like the dust on my fingers.
So it's nothing to do with the wet chips you ate?
No. Because I also put like pretzel bites, like the Snyder's ones that are flavored. I put them in a cup, so I pour them into my mouth so I don't touch them.
I literally have never had those in my life.
Sometimes I do that with Cheez-Its too. I'll put them in a little cup.
I miss Cheez-Its.
What were we talking about?
The little one. And the
pizza.
The pizza. Oh, yeah.
So your high was...
It was.
Making pizza with the kids.
Yeah, because I didn't
karaoke
have...
Karaoke in the kitchen.
Yes, because I didn't have like...
Karaoke cake kitchen.
Are we just going to name everything in our life now?
I can't promise I'm not going to do that a lot.
Well, I mean...
I can promise it'll be pretty bad every time.
Oh, gosh. Well, we have karaoke with the spatulas. That's not spatulas. What are those things called?
Yeah, they're spatulas.
Are they spatulas?
Wait. The things for mixing.
Yeah, but yeah. They're like rubber on the end.
Yeah, I think it's
spatula is like the flippy flip.
It's not.
You're going to Google it, aren't you?
I'm pretty sure that's called a spatula.
Because anyway,
I looked them up to get personalized ones on Etsy.
So that's what we use to those are the microphones that they sing in. So yeah, that was my high because I felt like I didn't have a great chance to connect with the littles this week because of how busy it was.
Yeah,
with...
silicone spatulas.
Oh, okay. I didn't feel like I had enough time to like connect with them with the busyness of the week because our weekdays are pretty busy with visits and therapies and activities and then my work stuff on top of it. So it was a good connection time, I think.
High of my week. The first thing that comes to mind is just anytime you come home from work.
Aw, you and can't be cute like that. That's rude. Well, you can't. You cannot be that cute.
No, but I'm serious. And like, anytime I have a rough time, and she makes me play the stupid three positives game.
No, because you don't play along.
Let me finish. Ugh. The rules are, none of the three of them can be me, as in her. And that's not fair, because all of my three positives are always you. You're the best part about my day. I love waking up to you every morning. I love going to bed with you every night.
Do you like waking up to me every morning when I'm yelling at you?
I don't love your actions. I love you. You're my person. You're my safe space.
Oh.
I'll try and see if I can think of... I should have prepared better. I'm the one that has the notes. I should have had my own answers already ready.
And you're like too sweet for your own good. This is rude.
Yeah. Blame my mama.
Mother.
Okay. My high of the week, I got my Subway sub.
We ran times out, two.
Yeah, times two. So we ran out of food because of said sickness earlier.
And my crazy week.
Crazy week. So I went on DoorDash to see if that would happen. So that way I didn't have to leave, put the dogs away, all that kind of stuff. And I saw a $10 coupon on DoorDash for over 25. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to get two sandwiches so I can get this deal. And yesterday and the day before, had my favorite sub. I've only ever had two subs at Subway. I'm almost unwilling to try any other ones again because every time I go to Subway, my mouth wants that specific sandwich.
Is there ham in there?
Chicken bacon ranch.
Okay.
On Italian urban cheese bun.
I've never had that before my entire existence.
Pepper jack. Cheese melted.
Ew.
Lettuce. Green peppers. Red onions. Ranch. Yum. Red Robin's a whole different story. I have my own thing for that too. But so yeah, just checking for the week. What's down on all you little people? Are we allowed to say that? I don't know if we're allowed to say that. Shorter than us people.
Shorter than us.
I don't know if that'll stick around. That's the thing. But we'll see.
Why not? I love that. All right,
what's down? What's down, y'all? Next segment. We're gonna try to do a little game.
Oh gosh.
At the end of every episode.
Wait, who's playing?
You and I. And it's a competition too.
Oh no.
On who knows each other better.
I didn't prepare for this.
I didn't either. I just wrote down what the questions were. I didn't actually think of what my answers were.
That's not true. You think about everything.
Oh, well, I do. I think about a lot of things.
Okay, so you cheated.
Do you want to play or not? Do you want to win?
Yes.
Do you want to lose?
No, I definitely want to win.
Yeah, that got you there. Doesn't matter what we're playing or doing. Even if we're like cutting pieces of paper in half, she would probably want to destroy me.
100%.
She'd probably cut my fingers off so she could cut the paper faster.
Probably.
Okay, so anyway, the game is going to be ongoing. I think it'll just be a fun way to see how well we know each other. Kind of like the, what's the, that game show where they're like, how do you know, like, do you know the answers of your spouse? Like the love match game or whatever.
I don't know what that is. I know Family Feud.
I don't know.
That's where I thought you were going.
So, first question. And.
Oh, no.
The person will answer it right away whether or not it's correct.
I should have looked at the notes before this.
So, first question. Easy. What's my favorite color?
Purple.
Are you serious?
It's purple and yellow.
I don't know if I haven't decided if I'm giving half points yet, but that is incorrect.
It's yellow.
Yellow is my favorite color. I'm wearing a yellow hat right now.
Okay, I'm getting confused because your sweatshirt's purple and it's like a lot of purple.
Yeah, I do like purple. It's my second favorite color. So right now, Ashley's zero. Your favorite color. You don't have one.
Why?
That wasn't part of the question.
No! If you get to ask questions, so do I. Why?
Because I like them all. I don't know. Why do you... Why don't you have a favorite?
Because each one of them has a different like expression and meaning.
Okay, social worker. Moving on. I got a point for that.
No, you got a half point. We each got a half point.
All right, we'll call it a wash. That was a bonus, not bonus question. What's it
practice?
Called? Practice round. All right, so that won't be the practice round. Now you know what it is. But we're not going to negotiate for these points every single time.
But we are.
She will. What's my favorite style of music?
That's not fair. Because, like...
You're allowed to show your work. Meaning, like, you can tell your thought process and I'll decide whether or not I
show your work as if this is a math problem. So, like, when we first started dating, it was, like, 100% hip-hop.
Okay.
Like, 100% hip-hop.
Okay.
You have since expanded to country. The dogs. You have since expanded to country. And you enjoy wearing your fitted hat with your big old truck and confusing the crap out of people with your hip hop slash country like combo.
Yeah, it's a weird combo.
And then you also like some gospel because that's what our youngest listens to and that's what she really enjoys, which is also very weird.
That was because of me. It's not because she liked it. I'm getting her into it. So what's your answer? Final answer.
All of the above. I thought I could show my work. Because it depends on your mood.
I'll give you the point. But if you had to pick one, what's the top?
It depends on your mood. That's
what's the top?
Hip hop.
Correct answer. Your favorite music.
Oh.
This is tricky as well, because probably similar to the stupid colors, there's a thing for every mood I'm in. And I'm a social worker, so every song means something, and I want to get to know them and take them on a coffee date and get to know them more. So that actually made me think of a third one, potentially. I'm going to give three answers for this.
Okay.
Since you got to give multiple, I'm going to give multiple.
Are you going to say why?
Sure. So one is indie. That's your recent jam. Like, I know that it stands for independent, but I couldn't tell you what any of this stuff is. All right. Second thing, I'd probably say country, because when we first started, now you have historically had I'll listen to everything. That was your original answer. But you probably listened to country more than other things when we were first dating in college.
Probably.
And you had a friend who made music that was country. And then kind of turned into singer-songwriter-ish. And then the last one I'll say is Lil Wayne as an entire category. And we don't need to go into
that. So we're not getting out of, like, we're not even saying 2000, like early 2000s.
No, I'm just saying Lil Wayne.
You're just saying Lil Wayne. I just listened to his radio station earlier today because I was feeling a little.
There you have it. So we're one, we're one and one right now. Ashley one, Mark one. Beach or mountains?
For you?
Who do you want to go first?
I'm going to go first because I want to, like, rip the Band-Aid off.
For me.
You would say mountains because you hate the sand.
Absolutely. Bonus point.
Yes!
Wait, I don't know if I should give bonus points when we're competing because you're not going to give me bonus points.
No, I'm not. 100%
right, no bonus points. You get a participation bonus point. So it doesn't mean anything. All right, so 2-1. I'm going to say beach, but what I will say is that has changed over time. So when you were younger and into our first dating, beach all the time, we started going to the mountains together and you're like, oh, there's nobody here. I can read, cuddle up with a warm book, a warm cup of coffee or tea and read my book in this little nook in this Airbnb. That you were afraid to go on at first because you thought we'd get murdered.
I still think we're probably
I don't know if murdered. I'm allowed to say that. You're allowed to get...
unalived.
Anyway. So I think you're kind of either mixed now or you might be more mountain now. But I probably would still say beach for you.
So I love the sound of the ocean. Like, I love the sound of the ocean. But, like, the beach people. Like, I think the more I become a social worker and work socially, the less I like people. Okay.
Outer Banks or a mountain? Which one would you want?
Okay, that's not fair. Because, like, Outer Banks has less people in it.
That's exactly. It's beach or mountains.
It depends on my mood.
All right, so I get a point for that. So we're 2-2. Because I showed my work. Best gift you've gotten from your person. Now, I have to guess your favorite gift that I have gotten you.
Wait.
So of all the gifts I've given to you, which one is your top? And I'm going to answer that. So I'll go first.
Oh boy.
So there's two that I'm thinking of. And I'm hoping that I lean towards the correct one, but I have a feeling that I'm, because of recency bias, I might be wrong. And I'm not counting your engagement ring, because that's not
really fair. Oh, I was going to ask that question.
That was it Kelsey and, goodness, Jason and Kylie Kelsey were talking about that, and he's like, the most romantic thing I ever was giving your engagement ring. She said, you can't do that.
Okay, if Kylie Kelsey ever listens to this podcast, I'll piss my pants immediately. Wait, can I say piss? I'll pee my pants immediately.
Get your sister to reach out to her, and we'll get something going. Which will be kind of not fun for me as a lifetime Cowboys fan.
Okay, we don't have to talk about your detriments.
Okay. Best gift I've given you, I'm going to say, was a necklace that had a key on the end of it. And had a note in there that said, you already had this, but here's a key to my heart.
That was very sweet. And I'm terrified to wear the necklace because I'm scared I'm going to, like, lose it.
You haven't worn it?
I've worn it a couple of times, so I'm, like, scared too because, like, I'm worried that like that's gonna be the day that like somebody chokes me with it or something.
Well, maybe the next time when we go on like a wedding date or something, you can wear that.
Yeah, I mean, I know where it is.
Or like a formal date.
I know where it is. It's in a safe place. I've worn it a couple of times. It just scares me because I don't ever want to lose it.
Okay, well then that confirms that's the right answer. My second answer was gonna be this Christmas.
Christmas is unfair because I had to work on Christmas and I was sleep deprived.
We've had to work the last two Christmases, but again, another story.
Oh yeah,
Another story for another time.
Okay.
Got you a picture frame that was canvas that had a picture of an old red farm truck on a farm that the license plate had our anniversary date, had our names on the back of the pickup, it said Mark and Ashley, and then had God Bless the Broken Road. Which was the song that Ashley walked down the aisle to. Because, like you'll find out, nothing about us is... Well, I'm traditional, but nothing about Ashley is traditional. So
I buck up against tradition.
We're not doing... Here comes the road.
Da, 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 da.
It was God Bless the Broken Road. That was one of her favorite songs. And trivia, I'm not giving you an actual bonus point, but bonus point, what song... Okay, I'm giving away in the question. What did I sing for you on our first Valentine's Day?
It was that, wasn't it? Yeah.
So, yeah. But the key to my heart, I think, was...
Wait, our first married Valentine's Day? Our first dating Valentine's Day? Our first married Valentine's Day was in the hospital. That's another story.
And I brought you flowers in a pee cup.
Yes, yes, you did.
Like, not short for anything, like a piss cup.
Well, that you measure your piss in when you're in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we knew we were going to make it and how I was going to get to tenure.
In sickness and in health.
I'm going to bring up tenure as much as humanly possible.
That makes me so angry.
This episode is going to be titled Tenure, and people are going to have no idea why. What the heck is Strop Thoughts? Why is this called Tenure? Find out. So what do I think was the best gift you've ever gotten me?
Wait, does it have to be technically from me? Because like you have some technically from the dogs, and I think that tops it.
It doesn't have to be technically from you. And I'll give you a chance. I have an answer that I don't think you're thinking of. So I'll let you go with that answer. I'll give you two shots here.
Okay. I don't like this. Can I have a time range?
We'll do the bonus one later.
Oh, no, it's a bonus.
The first one that you were thinking. It's not an actual bonus for points.
Oh, I need a bonus for points because I feel like I'm going to fail this so bad.
I'm going to actually have to go back to the podcast and listen because I forget the score already. I should have written it down. What's the best gift you've given me that I think
was the best? Sometimes I feel like your favorite one is when I got you the pants with the dogs on the face, like the face of the dogs on it, and then like them, the matching bandanas with your face on it.
That's a pretty good one. I'm trying to think.
And the Johnson Hoopstead basketball one. The first year I got it for you, but then it failed. Yeah. But I got it for you eventually.
I think you're trying to think if there was anything else that stood out more than...
But I feel like the pajama pants with the faces and then the matching bananas was like...
That was pretty good.
That was like my best decision ever.
And I put the dogs in the bandanas with my face on them, and I take them to the vet.
You sure do.
So they see my face on the bandana. That was a pretty good one.
And the dogs are really proud of that.
I'll give you credit for that.
Okay.
The other one, the reason I said it doesn't have to be just from you is because, well, I don't know if I want to give you the hint. Think outside the box.
I can't. It's too late.
Okay, it's too late.
I need like 5 in the morning, kind of.
You and I both paid for this.
The house?
And it wasn't technically on Christmas that we paid for it, but it was on Christmas that I received it in the way in which I had asked for it.
Penny with a bow.
Yes.
Wait, but what about the basketball game?
Christmas gift ever.
What about the basketball game when we were dating? No.
Nope.
Not more than Penny with a bow?
No, because I wanted to kill you because at that time we were budgeting. So why would you spend that much money on...
You were budgeting. I was living on my own and like hitting
giving
zero.
Me heart attacks. There's a theme here. Man, you can make it. It's possible to have 15 plus heart attacks in a 10-year span and still live. I have tenure.
That's what that means.
So yeah, Penny Mae was Ashley's idea to get it almost immediately. And then I asked for her because I've always wanted to wake up Christmas morning and see a bow on a puppy under the tree. So she tried really hard. Now, this was Penny
as a
like
puppy.
A month past when we've gotten her, so she's like, what, 3 months old? So she was not doing very well with like sitting still under the tree or having a bow on her, not
or
trying to chew
sitting
it off.
Still at all.
So she tried really hard to keep her under the tree, and as I opened the door, Penny came and ran to me with the stinking bow that was falling off of her.
And now she would do perfectly with a bow because she's a land seal.
Yeah,
she's a land seal.
She's old. So, all right, last question. What is your love language? So I have to guess what your love language is, and you have to guess what mine is.
Oh, okay.
You're allowed to rank them, but I don't want it to be like 1 to 5. What are like the top?
Can I just answer yours?
Go ahead.
Physical touch, words of affirmation are yours.
Correct.
In that order.
Correct.
Yes.
Your first answer is sarcasm is your love language. But that's not on the official test, so I will try my best on the other stuff. So originally, again, I think this is one that changed, and I think it changes based on how things are going at the time in life phases.
Hmm.
So in the very beginning, you were gift giving, hands down.
I think so.
Wanted to give away everything to everybody all the time, and we were on a budget. I think now, because typically you like the gifts done to you that you like to do for others. So like, you got to a point where you didn't want me to get you gifts anymore because it costs money.
Yes.
So like, and then we still try to bless people, but I don't think that gift giving is your top anymore. I would say acts of service is your top.
100%. Like when you take out the trash.
Trigger warning.
That should have been beforehand. Or
but
like,
I think the more that like, the more responsibilities we've had, the more that quality.
And parenting.
Not quality. Acts of service has been for you.
And parenting. I think parenting has changed that for me.
That's probably true. And like what I feel like you expect from me more often than I realize is acts of service.
Yes.
So when I do think of doing it without telling you, like, hey, I cleaned up the kitchen or I did the sink for you, it's, oh, thanks, honey.
It's very sweet. And just so we are clear, because physical touch is yours, my feet have been on you this entire podcast.
Which is making me sweat.
You can't. I'm sorry that I have to be under a blanket.
I'm sorry that I have to be under your legs that are under the blanket. Anyway. All right. So the last thing is just kind of a future thinking. What topic should we tackle next time? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, we talked about the house a little bit. We should probably talk about like how we had 11 kids and 2 grandkids.
Talk a little bit about our foster care journey.
Probably. And like my most favorite call that I love to talk about, and she would be totally okay with me saying this, is like, hey, you want a 17-year-old who's pregnant?
There it is. Stay tuned. All right. Well, I had fun. This was awkward, but it was fun.
It was less awkward the more time we went by.
Yeah.
I really have to pee.
I'm very thankful that I was going to say all of America, but not all of America is going to listen to this. Whoever the 10 people, maybe 2 people that listen to this now know that. So on that note,
keep it real.
I forgot my sign off already. Until next time, God bless the Hot Mess Express.